please, let's pick up the telephone. What do you say? Go ahead, you're on the air.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd like you to give my girlfriend a call this morning.
What's her problem?
She's no hobble, man.
Well, then get your new girlfriend. But I can't understand these men that allow themselves to be held hostage by that thing. That thing is nothing to be afraid of, buddy.
Come on now.
I mean, it's about, it's about 3 by 1.
She ain't had no...
3 by 1 by 6, and you afraid of it?
No, buddy.
Buddy, well, then what do you mean you ain't getting no hobble? I mean, let me explain this to you now. You're telling me you afraid of something 3 by 1 by 6... And, buddy, get. If you was hunting polecats, you wouldn't be turned down, would you? If you was hunting grizzly bears, you wouldn't be turned down. But yet you hunting something that's 3 by 1 by 6, and you afraid of it, buddy?
Shit.
And as a matter of fact, a grizzly you gotta look for. A polecat, you gotta climb a tree. That thing is right next to you. But are you managing to bag it? No. And it's 3 by 1 by 6. It's tiny, buddy. And I can't believe you. I can't believe you. Get like a big dog, buddy. You're a man. Act like one, for crying out loud. Of course, now, those measurements are approximate only, and they can vary greatly, Lord knows. With Estelle, I mean, Nellie, can we talk cavernous? The first time I ever went to do some gobble the gee, I said, let me slip down here. I think I'm going to do a little... Holy jeez, hello? Hello! That's the biggest I've ever seen. That's the biggest I've ever seen. She said, you didn't have to say it twice. I said, I didn't. I said, hang on a second. I figured if I'm going to do me some hobble, I'm going to make it worth my while. I ran down to the supermarket. I got me a big old fresh ham. I went home and I buried that bad boy. I pulled out the bone and it was yeesh. Hey, why? Yeah. Did it.
The Grease Man. TC 101.